It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and you know, it is time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton again. These shows roll around every week, but it seems like it's always fun. I enjoy doing it now as much as when I started about 6.5 years ago here on KETR. You know, goose season is here. I mean, now, of course, we have the conservation season that's going to come up later, but Rick Hernser is a good friend of mine, Family Affair Guide Service, and each year I get Rick on, and I usually do a newspaper article. This year I've got a lead story for Texas Wildlife Magazine about Rick and his goose hunting for what I call stopover geese. Rick hunts down, southwest of Corsicana, down in that country, around Dawson, down in there, and there was a time when I hunted geese a lot down on the coast, the prairies, and there's still some goose hunting. You can still kill geese down there, but it's more and more geese are stopping over in this country where guys like Rick is hunting, and that's what we want to talk about today, a close-to-home goose hunt. Rick, I'm doing a little rambling, buddy, but are you still hanging in there with me? Well, I sure appreciate you being here, and I love to hunt with you. I think this will be like the fourth year this coming year. Tell us what, of course, this show airs Saturday, and folks, this is recorded day before. So the cold front is about to hit us, you know, this weekend, and I want to make this as accurate and current as we can. But, Rick, we've got some cold Arctic weather that's going to be here this weekend. So that should push some birds down, don't you think?
Yes, sir. I've got some acquaintances up in the Amarillo area, and this person does a lot of traveling. And a week or so ago, he was saying there were a lot of geese up in the Dalhart area, all kinds of geese. And plus then Arkansas and that, they're going to hold geese. But then when it freezes up, which they hadn't got their first good snow yet or a real good cold blast where everything gets frozen, they'll be headed this way and they'll be headed in a mass.
Well, for people planning a goose hunt, Rick, you know, really there's like three options, you know, I mean, viable options. One is the coast. And I've got a good buddy that probably runs the biggest operation down there on the coast, Mike Latimer. And Mike used to run 5 or 6 hunts a morning all week long. This is 10, 15 years ago and longer. Now he hunts them only on the weekends down there. There's still goose hunting. I don't want to rule it out. There's still geese to hunt down on the coastal prairies down there, not like it used to be. Another one is, like you just mentioned, the Panhandle. Both are a pretty doggone good drive from northeast Texas. Now, a drive from, just for instance, say from Greenville, less than 2 hours from Greenville, Texas, you can be in some good goose hunting down in where you hunt them. Tell us about the seasons. You know, what geese you can hunt when you know, kind of give a rundown. I know all of our listeners are not avid goose hunters, but the fact is they're pretty close to what can be some really good shooting down there with you. What can you hunt, you know, the seasons? Kind of give us an update, Rick.
Well, this year, Texas Parks and Wildlife changed it up. Duck season, goose season opened up in the second weekend in November. And then they only had a 1 week split, and duck season and dark goose season goes all the way to January 29th. After that is the conservation season. So right now, everything snows, blues, Ross, Canadian specks, they're all legal birds to shoot. The area I hunt, you're not going to see the vast flocks of geese that used to be down on the coast and stuff, but there's enough geese in the area, and we have some real good shoots to make it worth putting in some effort and making a hunt.
You bet. And, you know, it seems that each year I wait until the conservation season. That's when you can unplug your shotguns and extended hours and electronic calls. But this year I would like to try to get down there with you during, maybe before that. And maybe this cold weather will make it worthwhile. What I like about it, folks, with hunting with Rick, now, if you're an old goose hunter or a waterfowl hunter, like me, that has hunted a lot of different places from North Dakota to here, you know, typically you're up real, real early, and you've got your decoy spread set before sunup. You want to have it ready before the geese come off their roost pond and start coming back to a green field to feed. That's just standard. But Rick does it a way it doesn't disturb the geese. He hunts the shorelines around these big conservation lakes on some private properties that he has leased. Now, Rick, we don't even get out there setting the decoys up until the roosting birds have got up and went to feed, right?
Yes, sir. If you we've learned, I've hunted this area since 96, and I've been able to lease some of the roost lakes. And if you push the birds off, it seems to make them reluctant to come back, even though there are other concentrations in the area. But if you let them get off on their own, go in and set up within, depending on how many people, we set out decoys accordingly to how many people I have in a group, 4 to 6. If I have 6 people, and then me and my helper, we set out 300-plus goose decoys, and if duck season is open, we have duck decoys on the side, and we have floater goose decoys. We have the whole 9 yards, and by 9 o'clock, normally, trucks are drove away, and we get in our layout blinds, and the birds, they might come right around 10 o'clock. They might come around 11 o'clock, but on clear to partly cloudy days, and I have wind, are my best days to hunt.
They can see the decoys, and the wind always puts movement in the spread, folks, you know, and it makes it look alive. What I like about it, hunting with you, Rick, is several things, but it's just a very relaxing hunt, but you're in these layout blinds, and it's not like a one-shot deal, and as goose hunting can be, especially down on the coast. It's not like the first you'll have 800 geese over you at one time. You shoot, and you better get them because they're gone. What I like about it, there's usually a trickle effect. There might be 10 geese. There might be 5. There might be 50, you know, coming through, and you know, we'll hunt and continue to shoot geese usually right on through the middle part of the day, you know?
Yes, sir. We hunt, normally you're ready to hunt by 9 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock I call it off. We pick up, we get out, so then if the birds are going to come back and roost, there's nobody there to bother them. And all we leave behind is a pile of hay that we cover our layout blinds with.
That's true. And right now, and we're doing a little bit of early predicting, but I agree with you that this Arctic front, there's already birds you've gave off air. You were telling me there's still, you've encountered quite a few birds already, geese we're talking about. There ought to be more. So now is the time, the whole idea is to plan your hunt. So now's the time, folks, to start thinking ahead. If you want to go goose hunting and you don't want to drive 7 or 8 hours to the panhandle or, you know, some of the destinations that most people think about, now's a good time to plan it. And actually, Rick, when the conservation season starts and when you can use your electronic calls and all, that can be some of the very best goose hunting in the area that you hunt of the season, can it?
Yes, sir. The conservation season mainly was brought about due to the fact that the snow geese are overpopulated, which blue goose is a subspecies and a Ross goose. And it was brought about to try and control the population. And that's why they have the electric calls, unplugged guns, and no limit. And at the same time, in turn, before the flocks really start massing up closer to March to start moving back north, you can be right in the middle of what we call a snowstorm and have 800,000-900,000 birds coming down on you at one time. And this is not the glutton effect right here. This is doing a service for Mother Nature due to the fact that snow geese are like hunting a wild turkey that can fly 60 miles an hour. They're very, very wary, and they are a challenge to hunt. And we have, we have real good luck with it.
You do. You've put in your years. It's not something you just decided last year you were going to do. You spent a lifetime hunting geese, and I'll tell you, folks, Rick is absolutely meticulous with his spread. And to me, that's a big fun part of it, is getting out there and setting the decoys up. I mean, if you're one of hunting with Rick, well, you're part of the program. You're not just a spectator. And, you know, that just makes the hunt, to me, that makes you feel like, well, you are a part of it. You help set the spread and under your guidance and everything, you know. What shot, if you're hunting targeting geese, what shot size do you prefer, Rick?
Since when 83, when Steel Shot came out, it was very disturbing. We started finding crippled birds in the field and stuff like that. We had never found birds like that in the field before with lead. And now that they have improved steel shot loads, heavy shot, heavy metal,
yep,
tungsten, whatever. But if you just want to buy regular steel shot, you can buy what they call heavy steel, which is a plated shot with zinc or copper. And I recommend that you either use triple B's or T-shot.
That's got it. They're heavy enough, big enough to... an old goose is a pretty good-sized bird, and he's pretty tough, too. I mean, one shot in the head or neck will get him, but you need something some pretty heavy shot. Rick, we are almost out of time for today's show. Man, these shows go by so fast, it seems we just get started and it's over. But Family Affair Guide Service, folks, you can go online, Family Affair Guide Service. Make sure and call Rick. Right, Rick? Don't be emailing and all that. Give him a call. The phone number's there at Family Affair Guide Service. Rick, we've got time for you to leave a phone number so people could give you a call.
Okay, my home phone number is 972-935-9229. My cell number is 214-536-6425.
Thank you, Rick. We are out of time. And folks, on the KETR website, we'll post Family Affair Guide Service. You can click on there. If you missed the show or if you didn't get up early enough to listen this morning, you know, KETR.org, and you can go to local programs and you can listen to this anytime that you want to. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at KETR.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.